This podcast and accompanying materials are copyright Tony Mayo 2008. www.tonymayo.com. www.tonymayo.com. Hello, my name is Tony Mayo. I'm an executive coach. Welcome to this podcast on goal setting, creating specific measurable results that you can use to manage your activities towards a more satisfying and successful life, not just your career, your entire life. My name again is Tony Mayo. I work as an executive coach primarily to chief executives. I work with them and their teams on complex issues of strategic importance. I coach executives, business people, and elite salespeople one-to-one. I also design and conduct strategy and alignment retreats or offsites, and I train other executive coaches. I also create and lead small groups of chief executives and enduring peer consulting teams. Then I coach the members individually for performance and fulfillment. Today we'll be working on SMRs. If you've not had a chance yet to download the PDF of my SMR goal setting kit and guidelines, you can still participate in this podcast, but you will need a few things. You'll need a pencil and paper or a pen and something to write on, a quiet place where you can work without interruption for at least half an hour. Although this podcast lasts just a few minutes, there is some work you'll want to do afterwards recording your thoughts. If you do have the SMR kit, take a look at the cover. You'll notice it says Genuine Selling, the Learning Salesperson. That's the name of my webinar for salespeople. But this particular process and this kit is not specific at all to sales. You can use it whatever you do with your work. Also on that first page, it says Property Of, and there's a space there where you can put your name. The quote on the first page is, organizing is what you do before you do something so that when you do it, it's not all mixed up. Do you recognize the name of that author? I can almost guarantee you're familiar with his work. Let me give you a clue. His son's name is Christopher Robin. And Christopher Robin's favorite toy was a stuffed animal called Winnie the Pooh. That's right, A.A. Milne was the author of the Winnie the Pooh books. Turn now to the next page where it says Dream Notes. That's where you'd be writing down your thoughts after you complete this dreaming exercise. For now, put the pen and paper away. Have nothing in your hands, please. Find a comfortable seated position, perhaps with your hands on your lap. Take a moment to relax. I suggest doing this by bringing your attention to your breath. Just breathe gently and deeply in through the nose. Let your chest expand. Relax the abdomen. And really let all of the air in. And then just let the weight of your shoulders push the air out through your mouth, perhaps with a sigh. Let's take a few deep cleansing breaths like that, in through the nose, expanding the chest, relaxing the abdomen, and then out with a sound. Two more, in through the nose, expand the chest, relax the abdomen, and then collapse back in with the breath coming out your mouth. Last time, in through the nose. Expand, relax, exhale. As you continue to breathe at your own pace, bring your attention to your nose. Feel the air as it moves in your nostrils, visualizing it moving through your head, down the windpipe, into your expanding lungs, and out again through your mouth. Bring your attention now to your feet. Feel your feet inside your shoes, against the floor. Notice the sensation on the bottoms of your feet. Nothing to do, nothing to fix, just being aware of the feeling in your feet. Continuing to breathe comfortably in a relaxed manner, let's do a scan from the bottom of our feet to the ankles, to the calves. And as we go, just looking for any muscle that doesn't need to be working. Are you bracing your feet against the floor? Relax. Let the floor hold you up. Are your legs tense? Let them go. Allow the chair to support your thighs, your hips, your back, your shoulders. Just let the weight of your arms pull your shoulders down. Unlock your jaw. Move the tongue away from the top of your mouth. Relax your forehead, your eyebrows. Just let everything relax. There's no work to be done. Just breathe and notice. Notice the sensation on the back of your hand, the air against your skin. Be aware of yourself sitting in a chair, in a room. Sort of pull back as though you're operating a camera, watching yourself in the chair, in the room, in the home or office. Just pull back like you're on Google Earth and see the building on the street, in the city, country. Pulling back, seeing the continents and finally the whole Earth spinning, suspended in space. Pull way back to the solar system. The Earth is spinning, revolving around the sun. Watch that Earth on which you're riding relaxed as it goes around the sun. Each time around, one more year. 10 times around. What is the date after the Earth has gone around the sun 10 times. The same date as today, 10 years out. Imagine yourself 10 years from today. What would the date be? And on that date, imagine yourself happy, satisfied, content, looking back over those 10 years thinking, wow, it really worked out. Things went my way. I'm where I wanted to be. On that date, 10 years in the future, experiencing safety, satisfaction, fulfillment. Take a moment. How old will you be on that date in 10 years? What are the ages of the people closest to you? Zoom back in from the solar system to the house you live in. Inside that house to the room where you sleep. And you're just waking up. It's first thing in the morning on today's date. 10 years from now, you wake up happy, fulfilled, satisfied. Think, what is the house like 10 years from now with the happy, satisfied you? Who else lives in this house? Look in the mirror, feeling good about how you've taken care of yourself. What are you doing on that day after 10 years of success, fulfillment, satisfaction? What are your options? What are your plans? Where are you going to go? Where would you be working? Would you be working? Would you be planning trips, vacations, financial opportunities, family activities? What would the contented, happy, fulfilled you be doing 10 years from now? Suppose you were meeting with your doctor. What would you find out at that visit that would make you feel good about your health and well-being? Imagine reviewing your financial records, perhaps meeting with a financial planner or a CFO. What numbers would you be hearing that leave you feeling successful, satisfied, eager? Scan around your world, the world of the ideal you 10 years from now. Friends, family, work associates. Are there books you've written? Degrees you've received? Money you've accumulated? A business you've built? A family that's grown? A cause that's been successful? Just visit with your future world, the world that has you being happy, satisfied, content. Just continue to breathe, let your body relax, nothing to do, no place to go. Nothing needs to be fixed. It's perfect. You're imagining your life as you would have it be. What are the details? When you feel relaxed and happy and clear in your mind about how things are for you, that has you be satisfied, happy, content. On today's date, 10 years from now, take one more comfortable breath, open your eyes, pick up your pen, and take some detailed notes describing how it is. In these notes, remember, it is still 10 years out. Describe it as it is, not how you hope it's going to be. It's present tense. Not, I've lost 10 pounds. I weigh X pounds. Not, I have more of something. It's, I have something. Remember, describe it as though you were there reporting on it. I've just dropped by and I've asked you to write out how your life is, that it is so satisfying and happy. You're there. Write it out. Take your time. This is the end of the podcast. You can pick up with the rest of the SMR kit on page 3. This podcast and accompanying materials are copyright Tony Mayo, 2008. www.tonymayo.com www.tonymayo.com